Sunny days and rainy days are both good days. There once was an elderly lady who cried when it was sunny and who also cried when it was rainy. The brighter the sun shined, the harder she cried, and the harder it poured, the more she wailed. And our hut, who often begged alms from her house, noticed her crying every time he came by. "Madam," he finally asked, "why are you crying?" "Oh, master," replied the old woman, "how can I not cry when the sun is shining so brightly today?" "Isn't the sun good?" asked the Arhat. "Pedestrians aren't getting soaked by rain, and people are working much more happily in this pleasant weather." "You don't understand," the lady replied. "My older son-in-law sells umbrellas. If it doesn't rain, no one will buy his umbrellas. So how will he make a living?" The next time the Arhat came by, it was a rainy day, yet the old lady was still crying. So the Arhat asks, "Why are you crying again? It's not sunny today." "My younger son-in-law makes noodles and needs to dry the noodles in the sun. I'm so worried for him because he can't make noodles in the rain. How will he make a living?" The Arhat then said, "Madam, why don't you look at it the other way around? Your older son-in-law makes money when it rains, and your younger son-in-law makes money when it shines. Looked at that way, the weather is a blessing whether it rains or shines. You're just asking for trouble by looking at the negative side of things. You worry too much." Although this is only a story, it does have a moral. You may feel badly and think it wrong not to work when you need to make a living, but why not think outside the box? Tell yourself to relax and take a day off work if the weather isn't right. Rainy days and sunny days bring different conditions, suitable for different kinds of work. Let the cause and condition to take their own cause, and you will never feel stressed. Buddhism teaches us to accept what comes and keep our chins up. Chop your wood in whatever forest you find yourself in, and drink your water by whatever river you are standing beside. Be flexible and go with the flow. Wisdom will put you at ease in any situation, particularly around people. Don't pay attention to their negativity when they interfere. Isn't it better always to look on the bright side instead? We have not yet perfected our blessings and attained wisdom, or we would have already attained Buddhahood. If you can leave your self-pity and stubbornness behind and learn to compromise with people, they in turn will try to accommodate you. This way, everyone will be content. If you choose to be selfish and uncompromising, you will only drown yourself and others in the very misery you were trying to avoid. Everything in this world is complementary to something else. Nothing is perfect by itself. As the saying goes, no needle is sharp at both ends. There are always two sides to any story. Always remember the positive side when you're confronted with the negative side, and vice versa. Then you will not be affected in either situation. By always maintaining the state of calmness, your mind will not be easily influenced by elation or anger, by sorrow or exhilaration. Then you will be able to apply the Buddha's 84,000 Dharma doors effectively in your life.
Thank you.